loving kindness, or metta, as it's called in the Pali language, is unconditional and conclusive love, a love with wisdom. It's a love that has no conditions. It does not depend on whether one deserves it or not. It's not restricted to friends and family. It extends out from personal categories to include everyone, all living beings. And with metta, or loving kindness, there's no expectations of anything in return. This is the ideal pure love, which everyone has in its potential. We start first by loving ourselves. Because unless we have this unconditional love and acceptance for ourselves, it's difficult to extend it to others. Then we include others who are special to us, and ultimately all living things. Gradually, both the visualization and the meditation phrases blend into the actual experience, the feeling of loving kindness. This is a meditation of care, concern, tenderness, friendship, a feeling of warmth for oneself and others. The practice is the softening of the mind and the heart, an opening to deeper and deeper levels of the feeling of kindness, of pure love. Loving kindness is without any desire to possess another. It's not a sentimental feeling of goodwill, not an obligation, but comes from a selfless place. It does not depend on relationships, on how the other person feels about us. The process is first one of softening, breaking down barriers that we feel inwardly towards ourselves and then those that we feel towards others. So I invite you to take a comfortable posture. One of the aims in this meditation is to feel good, so make sure your posture is relaxed and comfortable. Begin to focus around the solar plexus, your chest area, your heart center. Start to breathe in and out from that area as if you're breathing from the heart center and as if all experience is happening from there. Anchor your attention only on the sensations at your heart center. Breathing in and out from the heart center, begin by generating this kind feeling towards yourself. Notice any areas of mental blockage or numbness, self-judgment, hurt. Then drop beneath that to the place where we can care for ourselves, where we want strength and health and safety for ourselves. Continue to breathe in and out. And I invite you to use these traditional phrases. You can say them out loud or think them to yourself. May I be free from inner and outer harm and danger. May I be safe and protected. May I be free of mental suffering or distress. May I be happy. May I be free of physical pain and suffering. May I be healthy and strong. May I be able to live in this world happily, peacefully, joyfully, and with ease. Next, move to a person who most invites the feeling of pure, unconditional loving kindness. The love that doesn't depend on getting anything back. This person is usually someone we consider a mentor, an elder, could be a parent, a grandparent, a teacher, someone towards whom it takes no effort to feel respect and reverence, someone who immediately elicits that feeling of care. Repeat the phrases for this person. May he or she be free from inner and outer harm and danger. May this person be happy and protected. May this person be free of mental suffering or distress. May this person be safe. May this person be free of physical pain and suffering. May this person be healthy and strong. May this person be able to live in a world happily, peacefully, joyfully, and with ease. And now, after feeling strong, unconditional love for this person, move on to a person you regard as a dear friend. And we'll repeat the phrases again, breathing in and out through your heart center. May my friend be free from inner and outer harm and danger. May my friend be safe and protected. May my friend be free from mental suffering or distress. May my friend be happy. May my friend be free of physical pain and suffering. May my friend be healthy and strong. May my friend be able to live in this world happily, peacefully, joyfully, with ease. Now let's move on to a neutral person, someone for whom you feel neither strong like nor dislike. We'll repeat these phrases. And as you repeat these phrases to yourself, allow yourself to feel tenderness, some loving care for their well-being. May this person be free from inner and outer harm and danger. May this person be safe and protected. May this person be free of mental suffering or distress. May this person be happy. May this person be free of physical pain and suffering. May this person be healthy and strong. May this person be able to live in this world happily, peacefully, joyfully, and with ease. Now let's move to somebody that you have difficulty with. Hostile feelings, resentments. Repeat the phrases for this person. If you have difficulty doing this, you can say before the phrases, to the best of my ability, I wish that you be. If you begin to feel ill will towards this person, return to that mentor or grandparent figure and invite the loving kindness to arise again. Then return back to the difficult person. May this person be free from inner and outer harm and danger. May this person be safe and protected. May this person be free of mental suffering or distress. May this person be happy. May this person be free of physical pain and suffering. May this person be healthy and strong. May this person be able to live in this world happily, peacefully, joyfully, and with ease. Let the phrases spread through your whole body, mind, and heart. after the difficult person, radiate loving kindness out to all beings. Stay in touch with that part of you that feels warm, tender, at the center of your being. And begin to visualize or feel a sense of what it would be like if every loving being was happy. May all beings be safe, happy, healthy, and live joyously. May all living beings be safe, happy, healthy, and live joyously. May all breathing beings be safe, happy, healthy, live joyously. May all individuals be safe, happy, healthy, and live joyously. May all beings in existence be safe, happy, healthy, and live joyously. Allow the phrases to be simply a conduit for the force of loving kindness. Empower your imagination through the five phrases to touch the hearts of all forms of life in the universe, unconditionally and inclusively. Stay with all the beings until you feel a personal sense of the profound interconnectedness of all of us on this earth.